This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China's National Health Commission says the death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has risen by 143 to 1,523. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization expressed concern about the increasing number of health workers getting infected.
If both sides succeed in reducing violence, there will soon follow broad...
Executive Director of WHO Health Emergencies, Michael Ryan, says it is not unusual for health workers to become infected during disease outbreaks. He says the WHO and China are exploring the time period in which the infections have occurred.
Our understanding is that the cases amongst health workers peaked in the third and fourth week of January, and there's been a rapid fall off in the number of cases that have occurred in health workers in the last 2 weeks. This may reflect increased levels of training, increased levels of protection, and also increased levels of awareness.
The WHO says a joint mission with China on COVID-19 is moving forward. It says 12 international and WHO experts will arrive in China in the next few days. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Trump says that he has the legal right to intervene in criminal cases after his Attorney General, William Barr, criticized him for tweeting about Justice Department cases. Mr. Trump's Friday morning tweet came shortly after Barr said in an interview with ABC News that about the Justice Department, that its people and its cases should be off limits for the president. And his response, Mr. Trump quoted Barr's words and said that this doesn't mean that I do not have, as president, the legal right to do so. I do, but I have so far chosen not to. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.